This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague Josh Rogan of the Washington Post about the significance of Prime Minister Kishida and President Biden looking to the future in a mutual self-defense pact, but at the same time reaching out across the Pacific to Australia, to the Philippines, to South Korea, to everyone concerned with the predation from the People's Republic of China and its Russian ally. In this instance, Kishida is leading Japan's rearmament and ready to resist a pressure by the People's Republic and by the Kremlin. Here's Josh Rogan to describe the transformation underway in Japan.
Right. Well, you know, having traveled to Japan recently and interviewed Kishida myself last year, I can tell you that, you know, the amount of change in Japan's national security and foreign policy stance in the last few years has been greater than the last 80 years combined. And just a lot of it is due to what happened in Ukraine, and a lot of it is due to what's going on with China. And basically, what we've seen is that Kishida has promised to double Japan's defense budget from 1% to 2%. That's a $50 billion a year increase over the course of 5 years. He's acquired offensive missiles for the first time. He's supplied Patriot batteries to the United States to backfill our sending them to Ukraine. He completely changed Japan's stance towards Russia under the mantra, which I think is true: Ukraine today could be East Asia tomorrow. So I think the change in Japan is cross societal, but to be sure, there is a minority backlash, and the people in some of these islands for sure are worried about the increased militarization and what it means for them. But you know, I think Japan is just sort of way out in front in understanding that the world has changed and that, you know, China's aggression and Russia's aggression needs to be answered with a tough response. That's something I happen to agree with.
More of this later.